Blog Talk Radio.
Don't you dare, don't you dare give back this world and all I swear. Don't you dare give up now, we're almost there. Whoa, whoa, don't you dare, don't you dare give up this world and all I swear. Don't you dare give up now, we're almost there.
Drama Free Zone on Anything But Ordinary Radio, and welcome our host, Maria DiGiovanni. Maria, take it away.
Hello, Michael. How is everybody? Welcome to Living Royal in the Drama Free Zone. And Michael, thank you so much for giving me this opportunity to use this platform again to raise awareness and promote education. And really, right now, I just want to also thank the Gidget Foundation, who also is fueling this. Because we are going to start opening up an environment safe for all girls of all ages. So, Michael, thank you so much for this opportunity.
Oh, you're welcome, of course, Maria, anytime.
And I just want to make sure that we have Miss Coretta Dahl online with us. Can I get her online with me?
Yes, I can. I'm bringing her live right now. There she is.
Thank you so much. And everybody, again, I just want to welcome you all to the show and know that this is my first time for Michael to give me the reins and that I am totally going by the seat of my pants here. And I just real quick want to welcome a very important person in my life, and I've asked her to come to open us up to what Living Royal is all about. And this is my New Jersey ambassador candidate, Miss Coretta Dahl. Coretta, can you please introduce yourself and share a little bit about who you are?
Sure, Maria. Hi, Maria. How are you? Hi, Michael. Hi, everyone out there. Maria, Mrs. Coretta Dahl. You said Miss, sorry.
I know this is kind of all crazy, and we're learning how to do this, but Coretta, I am really, really excited about you being here, and it's an opportunity for me to do what I'm called to do, and that's elevate and empower women, amazing women. And so please just share with the audience a little bit about yourself.
Well, okay. I'm a missus. I said that. I'm married to Kevin Dahl. He's an amazing guy. I have two kids, Chandler, who's 20, and Marley, who's 7, and the junior ambassador for 4, which is amazing. I'm a personal fitness trainer. I'm 4 Fitness creator and manager. Very proud of that. I've been doing this for a really long time at fitness, and I enjoy it, of course. I met Maria through a wonderful experience that I had a number of years ago in a competition. It was amazing.
You got a lot of tools, didn't you?
Yeah, I learned a lot of stuff. I learned a lot of things to have in my quest to Living Royal. And
with that being said, Coretta, can I get you to explain to the audience what it really means to be Living Royal?
Well, I'm going to tell you, Maria, when you asked me to do this, you know where I went to. My head was going, oh, my goodness, oh, my goodness, oh, my goodness, oh, my goodness. But I started jotting down words, and I came up with words like grace and dedication, loyalty, pride, tradition, honor, duty, dignity, just things that I carry with me on a daily basis in the path of Living Royal. That is just where it touches me.
And when thinking about Living Royal, especially now, okay, what do you think about the royal wedding coming up? Because I know that you're were with me back in the day when Diana was around. So how does she, make that living royal possible?
It's very funny that you brought up the royal wedding because it's everywhere right now, and you're seeing a big change. The new Chibi princess is very different than our late Princess Diana in that she seems to be moving forward already in that role of royalty, whereas Diana showed all of us how to grow into that role. One of the things I did notice about the late princess is that she really understood the word grace and dignity and also devotion, and she showed that education was really important in learning how to elevate yourself, to learn how to live on a higher level of just being, of living.
And she was a woman that didn't even have a higher education in high school, correct? I remember
exactly.
And so it really didn't define who she was because she just was the eloquent, example of living royal. So
exactly. Exactly.
I wanted to bring into the conversation before you left because I want you to meet a four coach and mentor who is, I'm so excited to bring her into the conversation right now. Michael, if you're still there, can you bring Tanoa on to the radio?
I sure did. She's live.
Hey, Tanoa, how are you?
I'm good. Good evening, everyone. I hope you guys can hear me okay. I was having some problems earlier with clicking and stuff.
Really quick, I wanted to introduce you to one of our ambassadors from New Jersey, Coretta. And Coretta's daughter is also in the junior ambassador program. So introduce yourself a little bit. And everybody, this is Ms. Tanoa Bond, and she is our expert on living in the drama-free zone. So Coretta just explained what living royal was all about, and now Tanoa is going to come on in. But I wanted to introduce you to Coretta real quick before she took off. And so Coretta, this is Tanoa, ladies.
Hi, Coretta.
Hello,
nice
how
to
are
meet
you?
You?
We're talking over each other.
I must forget, that's what we do on radio. It only makes sense on radio if you're cutting the other person off. it's nice to meet you. And I really love what you were saying earlier about, that sense of entitlement or really just being royal. And actually, that led me to believe that it's about a sense of entitlement. But I love how you teach others how to live a royal or be royal. So kudos to you on that.
Thank you very much.
So, Tanoa, what do you think about, can you explain to our audience really what does living in a drama-free zone mean to you?
Well, really quickly, I want to touch a little bit on what Coretta was talking about being royal, because the first word that came up to me was entitlement. And I think one thing that people who are royal and people who step into their role, one thing that they do that's really well is they know that they are entitled to certain things. Now, those of us whose belief systems are shot and don't believe that we're worth anything, that word entitlement kind of scares us a little bit. And when we say other people are pardon me?
Yeah, you're right. You just nailed it. Keep going. I'm sorry.
That's okay. But, it'll scare you if you don't think you have a right to it. But, people who believe that they are entitled, their belief system says to them, yes, if it's out there, then it's for me. I'm going to claim it. I'm going to seek it. I'm going to have whatever it is that's meant for me. I am entitled. I am an entitled person. And that leads a lot, as you know, Maria, into my message, which is about audacity and having that shameless boldness to claim whatever it is your dream says you're supposed to have, whatever it is your purpose says you're supposed to have. So if you're going to live in a drama-free zone, that means that you're going to live a life where you know you're entitled. You know that you're supposed to have whatever it is you've been put on this earth to have, and the drama comes in when other people, small-minded people, bird-minded people, people who don't have the wings to fly, when they step in and they want to use their tools, which is usually negativity, doubt, depression, sorrow, all of those negative words, to bring you off of your high horse so that you can come down to where they are. So that's what, living a drama-free life means, stepping into the entitlement and forgetting about all the rest of that crap. That's what it is. It's crap.
I love it because it is such a perfect, perfect entry entrance for our next guest, who is such an amazing person. And like Coretta, she is a four ambassador, and she's also just one of my dearest, dearest friends. And is Katie online with us? Hello?
Yes.
Katie?
Hi, how are you doing?
Ladies and gentlemen, I really, really want to take this time and introduce to you again. She is just spectacular, Mrs. Katie Driscoll. And can you please, Katie, take this opportunity and share a little bit about yourself with our audience?
Sure, I'd love to. Thank you so much, first of all, for this opportunity. My name is Katie Driscoll, and I am one of the four ambassadors. I've been working with Maria for over 5 years, and I've been working with Children's Nonprofit for 8 years. I'm just extremely passionate about serving the community with working with children, and my focus is teaching children about the keywords compassion, kindness, and respect. And I teach children those words through activism in the community. So I work with kids in service projects, partnering up with other nonprofit organizations. And we do such projects such as beach cleanups. We go to senior centers and put on plays. We do art projects and mail them off to veterans. We just anything that we can do to teach the kids about compassion, kindness, and respect, and global unity is my passion and desire to for the kids.
You brought that word up, and I want you to also touch base on, you do international outreach as well, don't you, Katie?
I do. I was fortunate a couple of years ago to meet a sponsored child that I had for 4 years. His name's Eddie. And he lives in Indonesia, and it was the most amazing experience of my life to be able to write these letters back and forth for 4 years and then be able to meet him face-to-face in Ancol, Indonesia. And it was absolutely incredible to meet his family and give him all hugs and know that I'd been sponsoring his education and his health care, and really made a difference. So I'm extremely passionate about helping kids in any facet, internationally, here in our own city. So my program called The Union is a local program, and I hope to link that up internationally in the future.
And Tanoa, as you can even tell by the tone in Katie's voice, she really, over the last 5 years, I've watched her grow, and she's turned from this young woman into this amazing example of what truly living in a drama-free zone is all about. And she does that a really special way, and which really falls in line with what we're doing tonight, and that all falls into what being a Gidget girl is all about. And Katie actually looks exactly like Gidget with her really blonde hair, but you met your husband, John, while doing something you loved, which happens to have Gidget's name written all over it. And I really believe that it's a core reason why you continue to live in a drama-free zone. So, Katie, can you tell everybody what you do?
Sure. I'm so happy and thrilled to share about this. I did meet my husband, John, surfing. Surfing is a huge part of my life. I love being in the ocean. It's such a wonderful place where I can just release any tension in my life and feel really the flow of the world. Basically, I just can sit in the ocean and feel the ebb and tides and relax and surf the waves, and it's such a perfect analogy to my lifestyle and just having to let go when situations in life get tough and literally just having to ride the waves and changes in life as well. So surfing has become a part of my philosophy as well. I love it. And we try to go 4 or 5 times a week, and We surf all over. Part of our Indonesia trip was also surfing, and I've surfed in Tahiti and Hawaii. I surfed in Mexico, Peru. I try to travel, and every time I travel, when I was in Peru by myself, I took a orphanage visit, and I was helping kids in orphanage in Peru, and then also surfing there as well. So I always mix up my surfing with helping children as well, but I just am so thankful for surfing as an outlet in my life to live drama-free.
Totally makes you drama-free, which brings me to, because a lot of what you do under Katie Customs, and I know that you have a little giveaway for one of our guests tonight. And so if you want to share a little bit about that along with what Katie Customs is, because we have a couple more minutes, and so please do so.
Sure. I try to support my nonprofit through Katie Customs, which is my own art and jewelry business. So I am inspired by compassion, kindness, and respect in all my art that I produce. So everything that I do is really positive and based in love. And recently I'm launching a summer line of jewelry. So I have some really fun earrings that are feather earrings. It's the hottest trend right now. So they're just light and carefree and fun. And so I would love to give away some of the new hottest trend feather earrings tonight to a caller, a lucky caller that can go on my Facebook page, which is KD Customs, a K, a D, and Customs, and tell me about their most positive experience with a random act of kindness. So whoever has a really good story about a random act of kindness, I'd love to mail you a pair of my really fun feather earrings. And I'm just happy that my jewelry business is able to go hand in hand and support the nonprofit work that I do. I give over 20% of my profit back to my nonprofit, so I can support myself that way.
How exciting. Tanoa, do you have anything for Katie before we send her on her way?
You know, I just really love the compassion, kindness, and respect, because when you think of those qualities that she's using in her business and teaching kids, those are really the components of teaching self-esteem. So it's like you're teaching them self-esteem by helping them use those same qualities and working with others. They can't help but mirror it back to themselves. So I love that.
Thank you so much. It is really neat how the kids are so empowered when they are helping others.
Before we go, real quick, Katie, I want to let the audience know that I'm so honored. Katie is going to be our first Universal Ambassador, because she has traveled international with her outreach. And one of the things that I've been praying for a very long time is to be able to honor our first ambassador and leading you into becoming a dame under the Imperial Order of Constantine the Great in St. Helens. So that's going to happen October 22nd, and I am so honored to be able to do that for you. And you are so deserving, and it truly, truly puts you in a whole new element of living royal, and because you continue to be the example of what living in the drama-free zone is all about, my beautiful Katie. So before we go, I want you to share with everybody again your website, where they can reach you, again, that you're going to give something away, so please go on to Katie's Facebook page and write, you know, what it is that she asked you to write. And so, Katie, so please go ahead and tell everybody where they can get in touch with you.
Sure. And thanks again for all those kind words. My Facebook page is facebook.com/kdcustoms.plushart. And you could also just go under Facebook and search KD Customs. So that's my contact information.
Thank you so much. And thank you for being on the show. And I cannot wait to see what Gidget is going to do with the union and how we're going to make Gidget a part of all this. So thank you so much, beautiful, for being on.
Thank you very much. I look forward to seeing you soon.
Okay.
Bye.
What do you think? Bye. What do you think, Tano? Isn't she amazing?
Absolutely, absolutely amazing. And again, I'm going back to when she first started talking, and the minute she said those three words, Millie, I was like, oh,
that's amazing, yeah, right there, because that's how you stay drama-free. You stay compassionate, you stay kind, and you stay respectful. Once you do that, the other person, they can have all the drama they want, but, you know, you don't even feel it.
I know. Okay, I want to bring on our next guest, and I know that Michael has her available, and this is the beautiful Mrs. Shayna Smith. Shayna, are you available?
I am here.
Hello. How are you, beautiful? I want you to share a little bit about yourself, so please, go.
Hi, I don't even know where to start these days. I'm married to a soldier in currently deployed in Iraq. He has been gone, it seems like forever, but we are just about a week shy from 9 months. He will be home next week, yay, on R&R for 15 days. We have a six-year-old. I am the reigning Mrs. California. Sorry, Mrs. Southern California. Wow, I'm pushing myself forward a few weeks. hey, it's putting it out in the universe, right, Maria?
That's correct.
my platform, which is huge to me, is assisting the widows of our fallen military. Being from a military family, both my grandparents were in World War II. My uncle was a career soldier and a helicopter mechanic throughout Vietnam, and he just actually retired about 10 years ago now. I started seeing the need for assistance with our widows. About half, they estimate about half of the soldiers, Marines, sailors killed in Iraq and Afghanistan leave behind wives and children, which leaves us with roughly about 3,000 widows in our country. So I have, I'm on the board of directors now with the Got Your Back Network, which is an organization that takes those families out and does some fun things with them. We took a group of 28 moms and their 12 beautiful little girls to the Miss America pageant in Las Vegas in January. And we're able to really help that bonding time between mother and daughter and kind of move forward. It was a really neat experience to be part of. And I'm looking forward to the next year. We have a ton of events coming up here in California and across the country. So it's going to be an exciting year.
Wow. Okay. Now, being a mom of a six-year-old, being a wife of a deployed soldier who is now coming home after 9 months, being pageant ready for the Mrs. California pageant that's coming up that you're competing in. Just in the pageant world, not even talking about the rest of your life, how do you stay a sane female in a drama-free zone around that kind of environment?
You know, I have to say I have some of the most amazing friends that I've put myself, you know, put in my life and that God has put in my life. This deployment has taught me a lot about people and really living your life drama-free. When you have someone that you love that's in a situation that sadly their life can be taken at any time, you realize the value of the people around you and how important it is to not have that drama in your life. And our job, I think, as mothers and as women, so often, and especially nowadays, is to teach our younger ones how to live their life in a drama-free way and how to live their life and serve others and just be good people. I think that's extremely important.
So what's the one tool, being a mother of a six-year-old, what's the one tool that you show or give to your daughter to teach her, starting now, to live in a drama-free zone?
My daughter has, especially the last year, but she attends all of my community service with me, and she kind of comes up with her own things that she wants to do, and I think showing her others and other ways of living and how blessed we are has helped her realize that, you know, there's other things that matter. For Thanksgiving is actually the best example. It was her choice on Thanksgiving. She wanted to feed the homeless in Venice. She met a gentleman who runs an organization that feeds the homeless on the beach. And she promised him at the Veterans Day Parade in Long Beach that we would be there at 6 a.m. in Venice Beach. And there we were, Thanksgiving morning, feeding the homeless. And she came home and she looked at me and she said, that's what I want to do every month because we have food and they don't. Then she asked me to all move in.
She's 6 years old.
Yeah, she'll be 7 in 2 weeks. It's crazy. She's getting big too fast.
Chinoa, do you have any questions for Shayna?
No, wow, a little child shall lead them. I love that, that your six-year-old is, you know, teaching us how to be compassionate and teaching us how to go out and do, you know, what it is that we were born to do, really, and let's help one another. I want to say, though, I have to say this. It's not really a question, but I am a veteran. So I am now and will forever be in my heart a soldier. And when I look at the fact that you guys are helping, you know, the widows, a lot of people forget about the family of the soldier once the soldier has moved on and or passed on. And, you know, if you think about it, that widow and that family gave us something. They gave us our freedom because it was their loved one that they were hoping that came home, you know, that gave up their life for us to have the things that we have. So, you know, thank you for imparting into them what we're not doing. You know, you've taken on a huge, huge, huge task. And between you and your daughter, you guys are going to move the world. Thank you.
Well, thank you for your service. I think that, and I see a lot, too, is after military have left their whatever chosen branch, that people don't consider them necessarily with the respect that they should. So thank you for your service.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you.
You have a lot on your calendar, Shayna. Why don't you share what it is that you do? Because a lot of people, they understand what pageants are all about, but really, what is being, because you're going to be competing for Mrs. California, right?
Correct.
What does that mean, and what does that platform mean to you, or is it just a crown and banner?
No, you know, I have competed the majority of my life, and it's never been the crown and banner. It's always, and as I've gotten older, I think I've realized it more. But to me, the crown and banner are great, and they're pretty, but it's that crown and banner that people pay attention to, and the title, and to be able to win the title and have that platform that people want to listen to you and people want to invite you to places that you can speak about the things from your heart that mean so much. For me, if I don't mind sharing, for me, 9 years ago, I left a violent relationship and had absolutely no self-confidence and no self-worth. And so for me to be able to stand on a stage and say, you know, world, here I am and nothing is going to get me down and be able to talk to other people who have had either similar backgrounds or something in their life that pulled them down and help them see that, you know what, anything is possible with a dream and to be able to get out there and follow your dreams. And I want to use, you know, I've used the title thus far and will continue to, whether I win or not, and whether you're going to move out there as, you know, Mrs. California, United States, or as Shayna Smith, either way, to get the word out and to help raise money for these families and help get them things in their life that they deserve. Right now we have, we're working with the USS Midway in San Diego for a day of fun with some of our San Diego families. The Marine Corps unit in Pendleton lost quite a few of their Marines over their last, during their current deployment in Afghanistan. So we're working with, we're trying to work with the base down there to do a day with the Padres, to do something with the USS Midway. We have two major fundraisers, one on the East Coast in Washington, D.C. on May 18th to raise money. Then we're doing one here at the Ritz-Carlton Laguna. Hopefully Maria will be joining me.
Well, I got involved with such a challenging and busy life, Shayna. How do you keep it drama-free while living royal?
For me, the easiest way for me to even try to explain it is I know in my life and in my heart what's important, and nothing else matters besides my family and the people I love and being able to just be me. And I think eliminating the people out of my life and being able to be positive and live for a goal has definitely helped me to continue living drama-free. And I think being a good person and being able to teach our youth and living my life in a way that I can be proud of is what's living royal.
Okay. You know, now, Maria, she tapped into something really important there. She said she removed the people from her life that basically were not serving her, and a lot of people are not willing to do that, and they wonder why their lives are not drama-free. Well, there you go. That's the biggest key right there.
By you bringing that up, now I'm going to have a question for you, Noah. How does somebody who's challenged, how do they get to the point of having the audacity to kick those people out of their life?
Well, you know, it can happen in myriad ways, but you have to ask yourself, what is that kicking out process going to mean for you? And it doesn't have to be a violent kicking out. Sometimes it's literally, maybe you write a letter or maybe you just say, I've had enough. You know, but you have to be able to look at yourself in a mirror and ask yourself, am I worth the peace of mind that I'm demanding? And if you believe you're worth it, then you're going to do whatever is necessary. And you're going to have to look at each relationship differently and find that thread that's going to, you know, make it all work. Not every solution works for every person. You know, it might be your mother. It might be your father that you need to remove from your life for either a certain period of time or forever. And you have to ask yourself, what level of respect am I going to bring to this to let them know, hey, I love you, just can't have you in my face right now. You know, so It really depends on who the person is, but it's a process for every single person, and it really starts with, you know, what that relationship meant to you, but what it more so means to you and your sanity to have them out of your life.
So, Shana, do you see, what did you do or what did you use, what tools did you use in your toolbox to get these people, delete them from your life?
When my husband left, I had to really evaluate our friends and the friends and the people that I surrounded myself with, knowing that I was going to have between 12 and 18 months where I was really going to need to rely on people. And I actually made quite a few phone calls and sent a few emails and started, you know, deleting people on Facebook that I wasn't actually friends with. Or the phone calls I made were really tough because it is, you know, admitting to yourself and really telling somebody something that they don't necessarily want to hear. And a lot of it, the conversation I had 6 months ago now was that, you know, while I appreciated the friendship that we had, I felt like we had grown apart. And at this point in my life, I really needed people around me that I could count on because I didn't know what the next, you know, 12 months was going to hold. And, you know, I'm sure it wasn't when the people that I spoke to, I'm sure when they actually sat down and thought about what I said, I wasn't off base. But there's very few people that you know you can count on, I think, when things get tough. Mm-hmm. And know what I was going to be going through, working full-time, you know, having a child with, you know, her own extracurricular activities, plus my volunteer time, as well as, you know, the husband coming home and the pageant and doing all of these things. That was this huge transition in my life. Everyone that is, you know, still part of my life, and some people just walk away on their own. You know, and the people that I have in my life right now are people that I am thankful every day for, and I will never be able to explain to them how appreciative I am. But they're the people in my life that don't cause drama, that are there to build each other up. And when you're having, you know, I can call at midnight, you know, crying because I miss my husband and I heard there was this bomb that went off in some random country that's probably nowhere near where my husband is. But that'll sit and talk to me and go, okay, really, go get a piece of chocolate and let's talk to her. And all the people that are important.
Sometimes chocolate is all it takes. Oh my gosh. Thank you so much for being with us tonight because, again, we're building up a place where our children are going to be safe. And I know, again, most of us, and I was sharing this with Tanoa earlier, we all have girls in our lives. We all have daughters. And and we're trying to create and build a place where they're free and living royal in a drama-free zone. So I really want to thank you for being on tonight, and I want you to share with everybody what it is that you're, where they can reach you, and again, that you're also a four ambassador candidate and that you do speak publicly on different things. And so please just close and with how people can get a hold of you.
First of all, thank you guys so much for having me on tonight. I really appreciate it, and I've enjoyed listening to everybody, and I'll continue to listen for the rest of the show. You can find me on Facebook under Mrs. Southern California. I also have a blog, which is MrsSouthernCalifornia.blogspot.com. And if you'd like to go and vote on the MrsCaliforniaUnitedStates.com website under online voting, half of the money goes to the winner charity, mine being the Got Your Back Network, which assists the families of our fallen. And their website, if you'd like to volunteer with us or donate money, vehicle, whatever, our website is www.gotyourback.org.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Shana. It was really great. Thank you for being on, and I can't wait to move forward with you, my dear, beautiful friend.
Yes, and we will talk soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And to know us, pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yes. Yeah, you know, what I really love is everyone here has a connection to kids, and they all have a connection to service.
Love it. And again, I really want to stress the point of being married. I was married to law enforcement for 18 years, and it's the same type of environment of being married to a military officer, and it's and that's why you're right that the dynamic of every woman and Katie and what she has gone through and where she is in life, they're amazing, and all of them love children, and we are all here for a certain purpose, so it's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
So I want to bring on our next beautiful, amazing person, and that is Miss Leandra Kruger, and she, too, is a 4PAVE ambassador, and she is a mother of 5 amazing children and a wife. And Leandra, are you there?
I am. Hello.
Welcome to the show. How are you?
Good.
Beautiful woman. I want you to share, everybody, who you are and where you're going in life, and please share with us how you continue to be such a shining example of living royal in a trauma-free zone.
Okay, well, first I want to thank you for having me on the show. My name's Leandra Krieger, and I'm a mother of 5, and been with my husband since I was 15 years old, high school sweetheart, now with 5 kids, and just living normal life, enjoying life, raising children, and a horrible event came into our life, found myself victim of a high-profile sexual assault case, and it really took a toll on my family, and it was a time in my life where being a victim of a high-profile case, you know, your case is exposed to the world, and so many people made assumptions and just really, you know, re-victimized us, and we went through a really difficult time, and it was a time in my life where I needed to find peace and really just decided to be an overcomer and to move beyond that and to not let that assault define who I was. And that's what it was doing at the time, defining me as a parent and as a mother. And so it was a time that I had to step outside of my comfort zone and try to surround myself with a good support system and move forward in healing. And it was a time I had to juggle being a wife and a mother and a daughter, a Christian, a friend, and you name it. And some of the ways I did that was, you know, just a good support system, church and friends and family, and just getting myself in the right atmosphere so I could move forward. And since then, I just really felt this passion. Now, years later, with a successful conviction and now moving forward and speaking out, I just have a passion to share that experience with other people and hope that I can inspire them to do the same and move forward.
So, I mean, gosh, being a mom of 5 children, and one of your children is getting married, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So just even living in that kind of an environment, but everything that you've gone through, going back to real quick, since you brought it up, and first, let me ask you that. When you were going through all that trauma and now moving from being that victim survivor into the overcomer and the advocate, how do you sustain that drama-free environment?
For me, I would say just being enthusiastic and passionate, energetic, and just finding the little simple things in life that, you know, that make us smile and that encourage us daily. And also, you know, in that with being caring and generous and nurturing and paying that forward to other people has really just helped me to know that there's a purpose in all of our lives, and that purpose is so meaningful, you know. And above all that, you know, the joy of love is no exception. I mean, that's beyond everything, and it's amazing. And just being around people that truly love you and love on you is, it just makes you want to pay it forward and love on others, and it's just, it's contagious.
Okay. Now, that was under that umbrella. Now, how, as a mother of five, okay, first, how is it being a mother of five?
Love it. Love it.
Okay. Because you also homeschool your children, okay?
I do.
And, yeah, okay. And your oldest is 19, your baby is five, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
tell
ma'am.
Us a little bit about your kids, and is it the same type of tools that you use to maintain your drama-free zone as a mother of five as you do for what you just explained?
Oh, absolutely. I think that they're one of my biggest inspirations. You know, you wake up each day and to know that there's so much to live for, and you see these beautiful kids running around my house, and they're amazing and they're awesome, and you know you have so much to live for, and they do too. And so teaching them just everyday life, being kind and learning from our mistakes, and you learn right beside them a lot of times in life. It's not just about us teaching them, you know, we learn right beside, and we learn a lot from our children too. And so we're a very close family, and you know, we've been there for each other, just picking each other up, learning with each other, and it's just really benefited all of us, because my children are being acknowledged in the, I homeschool until high school, and so all of them have been acknowledged in their high school years. Recently, my boys have been chosen out of their school for Texas Leadership Academy, just being acknowledged as, five students were chosen out of the school, and out of the five, my two boys were chosen for Texas
That's
Leadership. Great. And yeah, and now they're being acknowledged by several university colleges, all awesome places all around Texas that are already looking at them now. And I don't know, it inspires
wow.
me just to be better, you know, seeing them really put themselves out there and try to be the best that they can, and that's what you want your children to do, and how can you do any less? So,
Noah, I wanted to take this opportunity to introduce you to Leandra specifically because of the Gidget. Tanoa is going to take the lead as our coach and lead mentor in the drama-free zone, meaning this Gidget project that we have going with the online mentorship program. And I really utilize Leandra a lot because of her knowledge when she comes from a family of that is, like I said, her kids are amazing. So do you have any questions for Leandra, or would you like to say hello?
Hi, Leandra. I do. I actually have a question, but it's wrapped in a comment and a question together. You know, when you first started speaking, you mentioned that you had this abuse happen to you, and then on top of it, on top of the assault, you had the gossip, the backstabbing, and all these other things that you had to get through. And my question is, what did you do to help yourself reframe that so that you could stay in a loving mode? You kind of answered it with the drama-free, but there's a deeper answer there, I believe. And then the other thing that I wanted to say is, you know, when you look at your kids and you look at the fact that, you know, they are being recognized and they're doing all these great things, I have to tell you, you know, from an outside perspective, you're teaching them something that most people don't know the art of, and that's resilience. You know, we were all born strong, but we aren't all resilient. And they had a key mentor in the area of how to be resilient, and you can pat yourself on the back that your kids are going to grow up and be okay because of everything that you've taught them.
Thank you. Oh, I don't even know where to begin. As far as dealing with the exposure in my community and some of the
some of the...
Can I interject real quick before you finish?
Yes.
For some of our listeners, they don't know the story in the high-profile case. So can you just bullet point specifically real quick?
Okay. In 2006, I was drugged and sexually assaulted by my OBGYN. He was a very prominent doctor, well-known and liked here in town. However, after I was assaulted during the investigation, the criminal side of the investigation, it was discovered that this was backtracked 23 years. He was actually on probation in another state during his residency for the exact same allegations, which, of course, the media did not know. And so most of the community just knew there's this wonderful doctor here in town who now has charges pressed against him. And so they immediately started writing into the paper, both to the letter, the editor, regular newspaper that was delivered, and then also via internet, leaving comments, just slamming me, just really derogatory comments, calling me all sorts of names. And at the time, it was really difficult for me. I was feeling re-victimized, and I was feeling very hurt because not only was I not going to speak out because it was very difficult and very humiliating, but something that was encouraging me to speak out was the fact that this potentially was going to happen to more people. And so I felt like here I am speaking out to prevent this from happening to you or your daughter, your wife, your mother, and you're hurting me. And so it was really difficult. For me, I had a friend during the roughest point in that time. She came over and she just hugged me while I cried. And I cried and I was humiliated and embarrassed. And I remember slobbering on her shoulder. And wow, how awesome is that to have a friend that comes over and says, it's okay, just get it out. And she just held me. And I realized not everybody is out to do that to me. And she said, you know, she pointed out to me, for every one derogatory comment, there was at least 9 supporting me. But I was so focused on that one statement, and it was really hurting me. And that's when I realized that, you know, sometimes we can be our worst enemy. And I realized I needed to take responsibility of my own emotions, and I was, you know, I needed to focus on more positive things. And she was right. There was more people supporting me and more positive out there than there was negative, and I didn't need to highlight the negative. And that's when I needed to, you know, just refocus. And so I got it out of my system. I had a good crying fest, and that's the very night I decided to put that behind me and move forward. You know, just finding the peace in my life and managing whenever those derogatory comments came up, or, you know, sometimes you're triggered by the assault and you need to focus on the good, all the good stuff. And so that's what I decided to do.
And so what tools did you use to define what drama-free was going to mean to you? Because I understand that level of emotions, that when you start to read those things and the knife is stabbing you in the back, what was one of the tools that you used to stay focused on the positive and get out of that drama area?
Sometimes it's, you know, sometimes it's just the everyday little things. Sometimes it's the laughter of your children. A bubble bath. I was addicted to bubble baths during that time. And then taking it deeper, you know, for me, it was, again, surrounding myself with, you know, good peers, people around me that I know that were very positive, that were uplifting. And above that, I mean, ultimately, where I found a great peace was, you know, in my God, and knowing that, you know, ultimately greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And so, you know, just leaning on Christ and knowing that he was going to get me through, and he, you know, he was bigger than all this, these attacks that were made on me. I just leaned on that and pushed forward knowing that, you know, there was better days ahead and I could make it through the storm, and he was there beside me. And then here I am today.
Yay. Real quick before we go, I want you, because being a mother of 5 and us starting this program with the Gidget Foundation and becoming mentors and coaches to young women worldwide, what tools can you give to our young listeners out there when they're going through difficult times, whether it be junior high, preschool, high school, or just getting ready to get married? What tools can you give our younger generation to continue to, one, have the dignity to continue living royal, and stay in a drama-free zone?
For as far as for young girls that are dealing with trauma or hurts, bullying, just everyday life, you know, speaking out, talking about it is so healing to the soul, encouraging others to do the same. You know, just being agents of change and making a difference on issues that are important, you know, on what's going on in their life makes a difference, and surrounding yourself with other people listening to that is contagious. And, you know, rubbing elbows with the right people, again, surrounding yourself with the right people, positive, is what, I mean, all of us need to do, young or old. And as far as getting married, oh, my, I can't even tell you anything about that.
What's
oh, my.
What's it like being the mother of a bride? Okay, you have to tell me.
I can't. It's such an emotional feeling. If I could just stir it all in, I would just say warm and fuzzy. I'm so excited for her. I've been praying for, you know, that special someone for so long, and he came along, and there's no doubt in my mind. So many people say, well, how do you feel about this? And it's like he's answered prayer. You know, these two were meant to be together, and I'm so excited for this special day of hers to come up. And just talking about it, I'm teary-eyed, and I don't know how I'm going to make it through the day when it comes, but it's such a special day that we all dream about. And I remember when she was little talking about that Prince Charming, you know, and the day's coming up, it's right around the corner, and I get to share with it, you know, I get to be part of it. And so I'm excited for her, and it's a new chapter in our life, and it's bittersweet. It's like I'm letting go, but at the same time, I'm so excited about this new part of her life, and I just trust that, you know, I've given her all the tools she needs to move out, you know, and succeed.
Oh, she is such an incredible. I had the opportunity to meet your daughter, and I'm going to share it with the audience when I finally got to meet you face to face in February. And she is such an incredible force. And one of the things that I really connected with her on is, she's got an incredible way, and I'd love to bring her on the show maybe next time, to live in a completely drama-free zone. And not only that, she really is protective of that. And so I would love to have her on the show to let her know that after the wedding and that it'll be really exciting, because she really is a good example of how to do that.
Yes. She's a very strong young woman, very strong. Love her to pieces.
Okay. Before we go, please let everybody know where it is they can reach you and what it is that you're going to be doing, and especially next month being Sexual Assault Awareness Month.
Okay, well, I'm moving forward in advocacy. Right now I'm on the board of directors with our local Rape Crisis Center. I am also a speaker. Recently, I've spoken out at our Capitol here in Texas, which Marie got to come visit with me and be a part of.
That was fun.
And I was excited to meet you in person, finally.
Finally. Wow. How long has it been now?
It's been, I want to say, like 5 years, 4 years? 4 years.
I think it's
four and a half years.
5 years now. Wow.
Mm-hmm. next month being, you know, Sexual Assault Awareness Month, we're doing a couple fundraisers here in town and outreaches, and I'm excited about them. One of the fun ones, we're doing Flush Out Sexual Assault, and we're delivering toilets to different locations that we know people that wouldn't mind participating or, you know, get too grumpy about it, but we're delivering a toilet at their office, and then we are going to ask that they donate money for us to come pick it up and move it out of their way. And so we have a couple of, quote, victims in mind where we're going to be dropping toilets off. We have Talk It Up at ASU, Watch Your Drink campaign, where we go to you know, local bars and places that distribute alcohol and just talk about, you know, date rape and watching your drink. And we're doing Walk a Mile in Their Shoes, which is a national event that we'll be doing here locally that I'll be part of. I'm excited for that one.
Pretty
I don't
cool.
know if it's a list of two. Those are going to be fun.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show. Tanoa, do you have anything that you want to say to Leandra before she goes?
No, you know, I was just listening to, like, the Watch Your Drink campaign, and those are things that you don't even hear a lot about. Those are things that are so smart to do, and most people don't even consider that when we think about what we're going to say to a young woman to help her protect herself. So I love that, and I have to say, I had the mute button on. I was so giggling at the whole, I love the fact that you guys are delivering toilets, but that visual is hilarious.
Well, we painted up the potty, so they're kind of pretty and not too obnoxious, but
I love it.
It's going to be fun. And I'm real big on that. Laughter is such medicine. And so, yeah, you know, it's a great way to raise awareness and still have fun doing it. And so, yeah.
Very cool. Again, thank you so much for taking the time and being on the show. And again, I cannot wait to move forward with you, and I cannot wait to establish what we're creating under Digit and keeping our girls in a safe environment and giving them the tools they need. So, Leandra, thank you so much for being on.
Thank you for having me. Can I share my blog spot?
Yes, please.
Okay. Okay. You can, if you want to, you know, read more about what I'm doing, what I've done, and more about the case or anything, you can find me at leandrakrieger.blogspot.com, and that's leandrakrieger.blogspot.com.
Thank you again so much, Leandra. I love you to death. We'll talk soon.
Okay. Talk to you guys later. Thank you.
Oh, hi.
Tanoa,
again.
Yeah.
Isn't she amazing?
Amazing. Amazing. Some great stuff happening. And when you look at all that she's been through, you know, for those out there who've gone through just a little bit, it's stories like that that help us step outside of our pain, our drama, and, see that, man, I really can make it.
I know. I'm really excited for our next guest, and we're going to close it with her. But there's a buzz in the air that I am just so excited about right now, and I cannot lie about it, and that is the royal wedding. And I know that getting married and planning a wedding is probably one of the worst stresses you can go through, but it's actually one of the best stresses, too. So I want to introduce our last little guest to come on real quick, because she is getting married on June 11th, and I'd like to welcome Miss Ashley McIntyre to the show. Ashley, you there?
Hello.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Tanoa, I want you to introduce you to Ashley, and she is our bride-to-be. And we really want to know, how is it planning a wedding right now during this royal wedding crazy stuff going on? And how do you stay living royal in a drama-free zone while planning a wedding?
Well, with help from awesome people, like the soon-to-be mother-in-law, she's been very helpful. My mom has been helpful, even though she's on the other side of the country. She's done what she can. And just doing it little by little, working, you know, full-time job evenings is not the greatest, especially where I work. But you just got to make do.
Yeah. What's the one thing you're really, really excited about, especially now, about being a bride?
My dress.
Really?
Yeah, because I just picked it out.
Oh,
and it's not any of the options that I put up on Facebook, so everybody's
really
going to be surprised.
Okay, it's not. Why did you choose this dress, though?
Because when I put it on, I felt pretty.
Yeah.
Oh, and I guess that's important, right?
You think so, Tanoa?
Oh, yeah. As soon as it makes you feel like a princess, ding, 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 that's mine.
Yeah, the other ones, I tried to like them. I tried to make myself like them, but this one, I just like it.
Very cool. Well, Ashley, I wanted to thank you just for coming on and sharing with everybody, because we're going to do segments of different things. So I'd like you to come back on the show, because you are getting married to a wonderful guy, and you're immediately becoming a new parent, and we want to make sure that we get all the people and all the tools that we need for the Gidget Mentor Program. So that's another reason why I wanted you on, to introduce you to Tanoa as well. And, again, thank you so much, and I cannot wait to watch, see the pictures and see everything about you being a new bride.
Yeah, you got to make it out here.
Yeah, I'm going to try to know if you have anything else to, for Ashley.
No, I'll just say really quickly to add the drama to this really, really quickly. I know that planning a wedding right now, when you listen to everything that's happening on, like, Star Magazine and all these magazines, that brides, other brides, are not particularly happy with them for planning their wedding around this time. You know, so if you have some bad vibes to throw at them, I'm with you. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, no. no,
yeah,
congratulations on getting married. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much again. And I think that pretty much wraps us up. And Tanoa, thank you so much. And can you give us a little bit of tools? Because I think we're going to go over, or I think I have a couple of seconds left, to close us out of Living Royal in a Drama-Free Zone. What do you think about it?
I think it was really, you know, I love the concept of the show, and I love the show because with each woman's story, you were able to walk away with your own set of tools and apply them to your life. And I'll just add the three I mentioned earlier about entitlement, but three others really quickly are to remember that emotions rule your behavior. So when someone is around you upsetting you, don't allow them to have control over your emotions. Remain gossip-free, because that's where drama resides, in the gossip, and mostly, most of the time, drama is never true. It's not even factual, and truth and fact are two totally different things anyway. Can't even get into it. And remember, too, that the first rule of personal development is knowing yourself. So if you want to stay drama-free, then like Sun Tzu once said, I love this quote by Sun Tzu, and that is that the key to winning and remaining drama-free, I mean, well, he didn't say this, but really the key to, you know, remaining drama-free is to know yourself, because if you know yourself, then you never need to fear the enemy, which means you never need to fear the drama. So
wow.
Those are my quick tools.
Well, thank you so much, and thank you again for joining us and our audience out there. Thank you so much. Again, this is going to evolve as we continue to go on, but thank you for joining us tonight. And Michael McCleary, thank you for hosting us in Living Royal in the Drama-Free Zone. See you next time.
Bye.
People, where do they all come from? Is it something that we are, or something that we've done? Is there anybody as lonely as me? And if so, where could you be? We can play cards or something. And is this really all that? In our circumstances, or is it lost inside? And I'm not pretty enough to be this dumb. I'll be true. One day I'll be gone. One day I'll be through. Like answers without form. Like a pleasant better taste. This calm inside the storm. What a beautiful disgrace. Someday I'll be strong.